Hello, friends, it's Mr. Jim, and welcome back to Kids Animal Stories. If you're listening on Spotify, you can be super helpful to me. They just started doing ratings for podcasts, and I want to make sure that everyone knows how awesome Kids Animal Stories is. So right now, if you're listening on Spotify, make sure that you click that 5-star rating, and that means so much to me. Are you guys ready for today's Hammerhead Shark Adventure with Ray? Holy smokes, what's going to happen? Me too, let's go! It was a beautiful day deep in the ocean as Ray the Hammerhead Shark was waking up. Wow, the water is so clear today. I totally gotta hit the waves. You see, Ray the Hammerhead Shark loved to go surfing. Have you ever gone surfing before, or maybe on like a kneeboard? Yes, that's so fun to ride the waves in, and that's exactly what Ray the Hammerhead Shark was looking forward to today. He ate a delicious breakfast, and off he swam to find some gnarly waves. One of the cool things about being a sea creature is that Ray doesn't actually need a surfboard. He can use his body to surf his way through the waves. And one of the trickiest things when you're wanting to ride the waves is to find the perfect spot with the best waves. But Ray has a secret skill up his sleeve. All right, I just gotta check the radar. Ding, 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 ding. Oh, there. That looks like a great spot, said Ray. Wait, what kind of radar does Ray have? Oh, yes, that's right. You see, sharks have some really finely tuned electrical skills that are inside their head. Yes, they use it to sense what's around them. They can use it to find the food that they want to eat, or maybe even some gnarly waves that they want to go surfing on. It's kind of like a built-in GPS with some electrical radar. It's a really amazing skill that sharks have. As Ray swam towards the perfect spot for the gnarliest waves, he arrived and couldn't believe it. Whoa, those are the best waves I've seen in months, he said. Oh, this is gonna be awesome. The water was crystal clear with a beautiful blue tint to it, and he got ready to swim after a wave, and there he goes! He started moving his tail back and forth. He was zooming through the water like a torpedo. Sharks can be really fast, and Ray is no exception. He zoomed through the water and caught onto that wave and started surfing. Woohoo! Ray was having the time of his life. That was awesome! As the wave crashed down, he turned around and started to look for the next big wave. Up ahead, he saw one that he had never seen before. That is the mothership of all waves. I gotta catch that one. He zoomed off through the water to catch that ginormous wave. He's way braver than me. I don't think I would go after the biggest wave ever. Wow, Ray is a brave shark. As he entered onto the wave, whoa, this is insane, shouted Ray as he zoomed across the water and onto the wave. He caught it perfectly. Whoa, this is faster than any wave I've ever... Whoa! And just like that, the wave threw Ray through the air and he crashed onto some coral that was nearby. Oh no! Is Ray okay? As Ray picked up his head and wiggled his body, oh... That was amazing. I just rode the largest wave ever. Even though Ray's head was throbbing a little bit, he was pretty proud of himself for taking on that awesome wave. As he turned around to find the next one, his head just kept hurting. Oh man, that's a powerful headache. Yikes, said Ray. Something isn't right. Whoa, and even my radar, my electrical system. Something is definitely broken. I gotta go to see Arnold, see if he can help me out with this. Arnold was a bull shark that was one of Ray's really good friends, and he was great at running diagnostic tests. Do you know what a diagnostic test is? Well, let's see. You see, Ray, his head is now hurting because he crashed after that big wave, and it seems like his electrical system isn't working anymore. Well, Arnold needs to run some tests to diagnose what the problem might be. Arnold, are you in there? Shouted Ray as he leaned in towards Arnold's cave. Arnold liked to stay in his cave. He didn't like to come out very much, but he did most of his diagnostic tests in the dark in this cave.
Ray, is that you out there?
Yeah, it's me, replied Ray.
What seems to be the problem? Said Arnold. How can I help you?
Well, I was riding some waves, said Ray, and I crashed after I fell off this ginormous wave, probably the biggest wave I've ever seen, and now my head is throbbing, and I feel like my whole electrical system is down. Do you have anything that could solve this for me?
Arnold grabbed some wires and hooked them up to the sides of Ray's fins.
Yeah, this is not good. See, your entire electrical system is down. It looks like there's a short somewhere.
A short? Said Ray.
Yes, and it's nothing I can fix for you. You're going to go need to see a specialist.
A specialist? Said Ray. This is serious. If he can't fix his electrical system, he'll never be able to find food ever again. Ray is dependent on that electrical system in order to find food. This is a serious problem. Arnold, who do I go see? I need to get this fixed, like, now. I can't live with this headache the rest of my life.
Well, you see, there's this guy. His name's Tony. Tony the Skate.
What's a skate? Said Ray.
He's basically like a stingray, but he doesn't like that name. He's retired now, but he owes me a favor. Just tell him that Arnold sent you, and he should help you out.
Okay, Arnold, said Ray. Thank you so much. I gotta get going. But, I'm gonna need a map.
As Arnold handed Ray a map, he realized how serious this truly was.
You see, now that Ray's electrical system is down, he doesn't know how to navigate. This is the first time that he's ever had to follow a map. And he's going to need to get this fixed if he's ever going to eat again. This is pretty serious, but we'll have to wait and see what happens on the next episode of Kids Animal Stories.
Wow, great job. You listened all the way to the end. And all right, who remembers what kind of shark is Ray? Is he a great white shark, a tiger shark, or a hammerhead? Yes, he is a hammerhead. And what was that thing that broke inside of his head that isn't working anymore? Was it something with like a satellite dish or a... No, it was an electrical system. Yes, all sharks use electricity to help them navigate through the water and find their food. This is a serious problem, and I hope Ray is able to fix it with the help of Tony. Well, you have a super duper day, and I'll see you next time. Bye!